Morning children, I hope you all are keeping well. Today we are going to do the chapter fractions. A fraction a by b is called proper fraction if a is less than b, that is numerator is less than the denominator, for example 5/7. A fraction a by b is called an improper fraction if a is greater than b, that is numerator is greater than the denominator, for example 7/5. A fraction whose denominator is a whole number, 10, 100 or 1000, etc., is called a decimal fraction. For example, 3/10, 71/100. A fraction whose denominator is a whole number other than 10, 100, 1000, etc., is called a vulgar fraction. For example, 2/9, 4/13. A mixed fraction consists of a whole number and a proper fraction. For example, 2 whole, 3/5. The value of a fraction is not changed by multiplying or dividing the numerator and denominator by the same number. For example, if we multiply the numerator and denominator of 2/5, say by 2 or 3 or 4, all the values we get are equivalent fractions. For example, 4/10, 6/15, 8/20, 10/25 and 12/30. Comparing the fractions, when two fractions have the same denominator, then the fraction with greater numerator will be greater than the other. When the two fractions have same numerators, then the fraction with smaller denominator is greater than the other. If we are comparing two or more fractions in general, then they are reduced to equivalent like fractions, and then the fractions having the greater numerator is greater than the other. In case of addition and subtraction of fractions, the fractions having same denominator can be added or subtracted as a/c plus b/c is equals to a+c/c. Similarly, a/c minus b/c is equals to a-c/c. If the fractions have different denominators, then we will reduce them into equivalent like fractions and combine the numerator with their proper sign. For example, 2/3 minus 4/7 plus 12/15. First, we'll take the LCM of all the three denominators, that is 3, 7 and 5, which is equals to 105. To get the same value in the denominators, we'll multiply it with the number which needs to be multiplied to get 105. Say 2/3, both numerator and denominator will be multiplied with 35. 4/7, both numerator and denominator will be multiplied with 15. And 12/5 will be multiplied with 21, both numerator and denominator. After this, we'll get 70/105 minus 60/105 plus 252 plus 105. After doing the adjustment, we'll get 262/105, which can also be written as 2 whole 52/105. For the addition of mixed fraction, first we will reduce them into improper fractions and then we add them in the same way as I said before. Now, multiplication of fractions. To multiply a whole number with a proper or an improper fraction, we multiply the whole number with the numerator of the fraction, keeping the denominator same. For example, 1/4 into 3 is equals to 3/4. To multiply a mixed fraction to a whole number, convert the mixed fraction to an improper fraction and then multiply. For example, 3 into 2 whole 2/5 is equals to 3 into 12/5 is equals to 36/5 is equals to 7 whole 1/5. While multiplying fraction by a fraction, firstly change the mixed fractions to improper fractions, if any. Multiply the numerators together and the denominators together and reduce the fraction so obtained to simplest form. For example, 2/3 into 6/12 is equals to 2 into 6/3 into 12 is equals to 12/36, which can be further reduced to 1/3. Now let us see what is a reciprocal of a fraction. If the numerator and denominator of a fraction are interchanged, then the new fraction so formed is called the reciprocal of given fraction. Reciprocal of a fraction a by b is b by a. To divide a whole number by any fraction, multiply that whole number by the reciprocal of that fraction. For example, 7/2/5 is equals to 7 into reciprocal of 2/5, which is equals to 7 into 5/2 is equals to 7 into 5/2 is equals to 35/2. To divide a whole number by a mixed fraction, first convert the mixed fraction into improper fraction and then solve it. For example, 6/5/1/3 is equals to 6/16/3 is equals to 6 into 3/16 is equals to 9/8. To divide a fraction by whole number, multiply that fraction by reciprocal of that whole number. For example, 2 by 3 divided by 7 is equals to 2 by 3 into 1 by 7 is equals to 2 by 21. To divide mixed fraction by whole number, convert the mixed fraction into improper fraction and then solve it. For example, 2 whole 2 by 3 divided by 5 is equals to 8 by 3 into 1 by 5 is equals to 8 by 15.